Jeremiah Bhamu of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights is representing 78 opposition activists who were arrested in mid-June at the home of Jameson Timba, the acting opposition leader of the Citizens Coalition for Change, and charged with participating in a public gathering with the intent to promote public violence and disorderly conduct in a public place. Outside the Harare Magistrate Court, Bhamu sums up what happened Wednesday in court.
They were all found not guilty and were acquitted on the second count of disorderly conduct in a public place. And with respect to the first count of participating in a gathering, in a public gathering, at least 11 of them were discharged and found not guilty at the close of the state case, with the remaining being put to their defense. We then made an application for an inspection in loco before we begin the defense case in earnest.
The Minister of Home Affairs, Kazembe Kazembe, said the activists were planning to protest at the Southern African Development Community meeting held last month in Harare, hence the arrest. Others were arrested in other parts of the country, bringing the tally to more than 100, including 25-year-old Namatai Kwekweza, a human rights activist and feminist advocate who was arrested along with Robson Chere and Samuel Gwenzi and forcibly removed from a domestic plane. Later in court, the trio said they had been tortured while in police detention. They were granted bail and released on Wednesday. Charles Kwaramba of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights is representing them.
So we appeared before the court and the appeal was dealt with and the appellants have been granted bail. Our appeal succeeded. They pay $150 as bail salaries. They report every Friday of the month 10.
The activists' arrest attracted international condemnation, including from Mary Loram, UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights Defenders, who commented Wednesday's events.
I am both delighted and relieved that the three have been released on bail. That being said, it is a travesty of justice that they were detained in the first place and then held for such a long period of time. The charges should be dropped and an investigation opened into the circumstances of their detention.
Kanyo Farise, Amnesty International's Deputy Regional Director for East and Southern Africa, said all those arrested should be discharged.
All these activists committed no offense, but have been arbitrarily arrested and detained for exercising their human rights. This in violation of Zimbabwe's constitutional and international human rights obligations.
Rights groups have harshly criticized Zimbabwe for human rights abuses for decades, going back at least to the early 2000s. Columbus Mavungam, VOA News, Harare.